Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get three-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Once again, from 2002, Fine Again by Seether. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That's Seether in like full strut.
Oh, God, they're so good.
That's Seether.
Oh, so good.
Seether in full strut. That's Seether really rolling in the early 2000s, right?
Yep, 2002.
Yeah, really rolling at that point. Seether with about, I don't know, 7 to 10 really good songs. And that one's right in there.
That's so good.
That one's right in there. What's our favorite?
Tonight, Rooftop.
Okay, no, there's another one.
Fake It?
Yeah. I think Fake It
is... You're such a bleeping hypocrite.
Yeah. I think Fake It is Seether's best song. Rooftop is really good. And this one's really good. This one's a 9.3458.
I did tell you that there's no way today's score is low.
No,
that was right.
It's a quality song. I mean, it's just so quality. It's just listen to it. It's just quality. It's well done. It's interesting. Seether's a great band. That's a great band. I mean, it's of that genre by far. Seether's by far my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's arguably my favorite band ever. I mean, it's hard to do that though because it might change sometimes.
You like them so much that one time you saw they were at the Bourbon, probably as they were starting the concert, maybe not even that, and you still chose not to go to the concert.
It was, I mean, yeah, I still. Yeah, I can still
they were
say
also,
I love
they,
them.
They were also at PBA, I think, back in May with Stained.
I was unable to go to that show.
They'll also be, I believe, in Omaha in October.
Are you sure about that?
When we are at the Indiana game, so you can't go to that one. Yeah. October, I think, 18th.
I still love
night.
Them. Listen, I made a mistake that summer day.
You should have gone.
Just walked in.
Yes.
Walked in.
You should have gone in. Get Ben's score. Want to guess Ben's score? I'm going to go with a 5.1.
You liked it better than that?
No.
Ben gave that a 7.1.
6.1. First song from my century, he says. That's right, yes. That was still before your birth, though, Ben. That was 02 year 04.
2 year, okay. Okay.
So, okay, song of the day ratings before we get to football facts on Bill's
Bella missed that one.
The OG CJ, 7.3. Sean in Omaha, 7.5. Bill and Bennett, 7.6. High scores so far. Duke for governor, 7.5.
Duke for governor.
Ryan in California, 8.1. Sandmaster in KC, 6.4. Uh-oh, low scores from Jennifer and Hubby. No surprise. Jennifer, 4. Hubby, 5.3.
It's not really their style.
It's not the 70s.
Right.
I want to guess Corey's score. Corey and Lincoln.
Corey. Okay, this is interesting to me. Corey, I respect greatly. I respect all our listeners. Corey's interesting. 6.
2 from Corey.
Corey, what is wrong?
He likes to give low scores. That's what he likes.
I like that song.
Ryan and Papillion. By the way, Corey said earlier, he said most cigar guys right now are dorks these days. I like to smoke cigars. Am I a dork? You can say, it's okay. If I am, say it.
Are you a dork?
Big Swim smokes cigars. He's kind of a dork. He's our dork, though.
I'm surprised Corey said that.
Ryan and Papio in 8. We got David from RenewYourAuto.com says 9.2. Good job, Jake, on that
David
one.
David likes that.
He did. He's a Seether fan. He saw Seether back with Stained here in May.
Did he?
And he sent me a couple videos. I was happy about that.
Interesting.
Chet in Nebraska City, 8.4. Solid work, Jake, there. 6.7. Someone says... Divorced Dad Rock is amazing. That's what Seether is,
yeah,
isn't it?
Is that what that is?
Scooter and Roka, nice 8.8. High scores today. Twizzlers, 8.4. Ron, 4.9. John Des Moines says, I would be fine to never hear that song ever again. Fairly uninteresting, a 4.
John and DeMore. What was that all about? John and Corey.
Because John likes kind of hair bands. I know it's not hair bands either, but he's more of a Def Leppard kind of guy.
Yeah. John and Corey.
Kiss.
John and Corey, two of our staple breakers. Low scores for that.
Sarah on East Campus at UNL says a 4. Sarah.
Sarah on East Campus. I wonder if she gets over that tractor testing area I used to go run at. That's East Campus, Jake.
I know that. Yeah, I know it's your spot over there. Yeah. There is your ratings on Song of the Day right there. It is time. I got to get this pulled up. I don't have this pulled up yet. I wasn't prepared for Bills Throws. You texted me last night. You texted me that you've got a football fact.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's get our open ready and fired up for Bills Throws here on a Monday.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
When Bill is not here, it's Sips Tips or Jake's Takes today. Sips Tips, sponsored by our friends at Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Call them today at 402-730-7387 to plan your for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, a sip. Not Bill, sip.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound with your card. Then get Oreo cookies, Chips Ahoy, or Kool-Aid jammers for $1.99 each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a Football Facts Monday. You're filling in for Bill on this one. What do you have for me? You texted me.
I don't know if this is a
You were excited about this last night.
I don't know if this is a football fact, but it's. I'm taking you back into time.
Well, what a shock.
Yeah.
No, Bill would like this.
Not too far. I don't know if you were there or not. I'm taking you back to, not deep into time. I'm taking you back to July of 2019.
Okay.
At the Hilton Chicago.
Media days.
Yes. Do you remember this?
I was there.
Hilton, yeah, you were there. I think we were in the basement that year.
It was a very odd setting. No. Very odd setting.
But there was an occurrence there that I wondered about. I wondered about yesterday if it would repeat itself. It was Bill Moose. Bill Moose arrived on the scene at the Hilton Chicago on this day. It was July 21, actually, of 2019. He was quickly surrounded by reporters, and he had a quote that resonated. I mean, it was largely defined the Nebraska's appearance. I didn't think he'd answer the question the way he did. I asked him this question. And I'm going to ask Troy Dannon this question on, Wednesday. How would he characterize a successful season for the Nebraska football team in the second year? This was the second year of Scott Frost's program. This will be the second year of Matt Rule's program. How, I asked Moose that day, how would he characterize a successful season for Nebraska football? This was Frost's second season. Didn't expect him to answer it.
He gave a number.
Yeah, you're right. I expected him to answer, but to dance around it and not give a number. He said this. Do you remember this?
I vividly, yes.
He said, we really need to get to 6.
I was there when he said that.
Moose. We really need to get to 6, Moose said. We need to get in the postseason and get all those extra practices and get that recognition in college football. When I told him that I felt 6 wins seemed a little light, in terms of declaring success for the regular season, he essentially reiterated his original answer. Now, it made sense at that time. Now, here's my question on Football Facts Monday.
Yeah.
If we ask Dan in that question, which I'm going to, I mean, that's really the only interesting thing that I want to hear from Dan. I'm not really interested in his updated thoughts about NIL, rev sharing. Maybe there's a stadium update that's interesting. I want to stick to football. I'm not interested. All that other stuff, we get these updates on their updated thoughts on things that are still fluid, right? Like when it comes to like revenue sharing and stuff like that, just give me the final number. I don't need all the speculation leading up to it. This, though, this question is interesting to me. How would Troy Dannon characterize a successful season in Matt Rhule's second year? What do you think he'll say? Something like, would he attach a win total?
I don't think he'll go with a win total.
I don't either. I wouldn't.
He might say we'd ideally like to make the postseason, but now that's six wins.
Right. Now, it's tricky, right? I probably shouldn't be discussing it openly for just in case that he would be listening so he can prepare himself.
Well, that's good to prepare yourself.
Yeah. It's almost.
Hey, Troy, good morning.
You almost want this to occur, you know, as it goes, as opposed to letting him think about it. I think if I were Dan, and I would say Matt Rhule has openly said, he has said it more than once, that this is a bowl caliber team. And I agree with Matt. In terms of a win total, I'm not going to go there. Let's just let our play do the talking. That's what I would say.
You answered it for him properly. Yeah. That's how you answer the question right there.
Yeah. Matt Rhule, our coach, has said himself that he believes this is a bowl caliber team. That I agree with Matt, but I don't want to affix a win total to it. Let our play do the talking. That's how I would do it. But yeah, I it would be great.
I think that's about what he would say, Troy. Something like that. They want to believe there's a potential good season here, but he's not going to say I need six wins.
This is where ADs earn their money, right? They do. A question like that, you earn your money, because if you show some hesitancy, that some people will interpret that as lack of confidence. I don't want to really answer that. Sip. Yeah, I mean that'd be kind of a, really, you don't want to answer that? Why not? You know, it would show a lack of confidence.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, so there you go. Football Facts Wednesday. Taking you back to the Hilton Chicago, downtown Chicago, with Bill Moose on the scene saying six wins. And do you remember Frost's reaction? He just chuckled. He said, God, I would hope we win six.
Yeah, that's right. Because that was he was at the side podium after that.
And then they won five.
And they were preseason ranked, by the way. Led 17-0 at halftime at Colorado, blew that game.
Yeah.
That's Bill Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Hour two next. Could Dylan Raiola be the most compelling player storyline in the Big Ten Conference this year? That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.